Hello and welcome to another worldwide podcast of Universal Utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the Gospel of Matthew. We're in chapter 5 with verses 27 through 30. You have heard that it was said, "You shall not commit adultery." But I say to you, everyone who looks at a woman with lust has already committed adultery with her in his heart. If your right eye causes you to sin, tear it out and throw it away. It is better for you to lose one of your members than to have your whole body thrown in Gehenna. And if your right hand causes you to sin, cut it off and throw it away. It is better for you to lose one of your members than to have your whole body go into Gehenna. If you are the product of a divorced home, then you can only wish your parents would have followed Christ's guidance in living a life of love for what God placed together and anointed as the family you originated with. I would venture to say that this is the one and only situation that separates children from parental influence, for the anger can lead to a complete separation of the other spouse, as the other spouse can kill the love a child has for his mom or dad by the actions they take in living with spite that creates reactions that children bear and creating reactions that cause loss of love and respect. Sometimes I used to think that was a natural part of a cheating heart, the loss of the loved ones concerned. Today I see the need for God in every aspect of your life to help the separation of parent and child on either side to grow in respect and encouragement of hope, where truth allows forgiveness and the beauty of redemption leads to life eternal. If only parents would see this joy of knowing Christ instead of creating hate from the inability to forgive, then our society might be raising children who would want to love more than fight, seeing the joy of growing old as the joy every family member should encounter. Right? Amen? Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. I am sorry, Lord. I believe you died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I share you as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live your will in all things. Prayers from my wife, Toni, and my mother, Betty. We pray for our children, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan, Julian, Gabriel, and Jeffrey, and our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We pray for those we've said that we would pray for and those you've asked us to pray for them. We pray for the dying as we do each day, Lord. Give them peace in their last breath. Silence for the prayers of others dealing with this war in Ukraine. In the Holy Spirit, we pray for our brothers in Kairos, especially a prayer for our men in blue. We pray for our sister-in-law, Carmen. She's getting better, gaining strength, has a feeding tube now, hoping that her swallowing actions return. We say a prayer for her granddaughter, Brittany, who is continuing to heal from brain cancer and has a negative scan now, so we continue to pray for her healing and anointing. We pray for Holy Mother Church. We pray for Holy Mother in the name of Louie. Novena prayers always for our neighbor Thelma. We begin Novena Day 3 praying for a baby to be born to a friend of mine and his wife. Lord, you know who they are. We pray for your guiding hands to anoint this family with a child. In Jesus' precious blood, by his name, we pray. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today, my poem comes from the study of Matthew's Gospel. Our practice today is in chapter 5, verses 27 through 30. We have a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 stanza poem. It's titled, Adultery Commit Not, Shall You? Oldest saying to disprove, saying heard, have you too? Adultery commit not, shall you? Say I, woman, look, adultery committed already, true. Lusting, woman, look, heart his took. Sin, I, your right, tear out of sight. Member lost one, better not fun. Thrown body whole, Gehenna fiery hole. Sin hand right, off cut sight. Away throw plight, member lose sight. Body whole ignite, Gehenna's known fight. Peace in light, death not tonight. Amen. I'm Thomas Show Cruz Wiggins. It's December 23rd, 2022. I'm recording this morning at 4:56 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining me across the world on universalutterings.org. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. Well, we close today in an Oh Thank Heavens for 7-Eleven in Universal Utterings, as our good friends John and Marie like to say. Blessings to you too. Merry Christmas to everyone as we continue our trek towards the birth of our Savior. And we do this in the name of Jesus. 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 God bless you.